Paulson, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Yeah. What's the late report before this afternoon? Anything?
Well, no. I don't think anything that's hot today. Market's drifting off again. We've got that damned thing on the international situation. Apparently, it really is building up there. I've gotten...
How far off is it today?
Oh, let's see. There's no volume. That's... down this morning, let's see, 7 points, but that's at noon with 6 million shares, which is just very, very light. But I gather there is concern, legitimate or otherwise, with the international situation. That's primarily what it's about.
It may be or may not be. I think the other possibility is that it's just this business about the reaction of the businessmen to the price thing was really shocking, you know.
Unbelievable.
Squealing about the profits and everything. What the Christ are they?
Unbelievable.
I mean, what do they want? They want labor to be responsible, and they're not going to be.
Exactly.
And,
well,
this was a bad one for them, and they really are going to catch it from this.
Well, my feeling is, Mr. President, that they will, that they didn't understand it.
However, with whether they understood it or not, what the Christ, they better start getting in line and trying to support us in some of this. What is Flanagan doing these days? Is he talking to any of these people?
Yes, sir.
Very influential with these people, you know.
Sure he is. I talked to him this morning, and he said that, he takes the international bit. He says that's what's bothering the street. I've talked to Pete about the need for us to get some of the strong business leaders to stand up with some guts and speak out, and I think we will start some things going in this area immediately, because you just can't have these fellows acting the way they are and get the kind of recovery that I sent you in those figures. I don't know if you've seen them, but the individual statistics are just.
Why don't you get out the little? I mean, I don't know whether you've done this recently, but have your office get something out. Or Klein's office or something, mm-hmm. to the congressmen and senators and cabinet people.
Updated fact sheet.
Positive things about the economy. And let's, now with all this yakking, let's look at the facts. Unemployment. A lot of people haven't read the figures. Chuck, they haven't slide. You haven't got a couple things in there that you should have, that unemployment is down. I mean, not only the interest rates are down, prices, not only wholesale prices, but the retail price index is down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff should go. I mean, just that the...
we can have...
Put it on the basis... I'd break it down on the inflation front. This is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
On the domestic... And leaving out the pay board and so forth. And then on the job front, this is what is happening. And then on the consumer front, then you put in retail sales.
Right.
Consumer confidence.
I think
cars,
we can...
And so forth. It could be done with more zing than this sheet was sent to me.
Yes, well,
I know, that's fine. I meant do it with more zing. I understand this perfectly right for me, but these average guys aren't going to get it from that kind of a sheet. So.
You know, there's a very good timing for this, because tomorrow's the end of the freeze, and it can be kind of a wrap-up of the economic statistics coming out of the freeze. The significant thing is the freeze was one hell of a success. I mean, during the freeze...
Yeah.
A million new jobs were created. During the freeze, prices were stabilized. All the things you said on August 15th that you wanted to accomplish in the freeze have been accomplished. And we have a good, fair, equitable mechanism in place.
Yeah.
And I'm bullish now, because labor has made it very clear they're not going to leave it.
They're going to stick in.
They're going to stay. And that's coming
in. Businessmen better goddamn well start acting like men for a change now. They have plenty of chances to, you know, there's always to fix prices. They know that.
I hate to say it, but it is the only Achilles heel at the moment. Everything else is just so goddamn bullish. Politically, it's incredible, Mr. President. Those fellows that I talked to last night in New York, they'd all been at the dinner, and they said you were just superb at the dinner, and that all the political talk is so upbeat, and the consumer feelings are so good.
The economy worries them. And it's mainly the businessman.
And it's strictly the businessman. That's the thing that is...
The economy isn't that bad.
Oh, hell no. The economy's good, and it's just... it's damn good, and we just... There's about 200...
The Zinlendinger thing is quite interesting. That 127 is his highest number for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And the market is so volatile, and they're much nervous now, and it is true, the international thing. And, And when Connolly gets back, why, we'll have to start working on the thing. But, you know, he's had to take his hard line while he's dealing with these people abroad.
Of course.
And these people don't realize it. They want to run right away and go right back to the same old system, and we'll be back in the same slump hole we were before.
Well, I do think that Connolly next week, he's got some public forums, he's got some highly visible ones.
And
what he says
positively, that's right.
What he says next week is a very critical crossroad.
That's
if
right.
he takes the right line next week, it's just what we need. The timing of it'll be perfect.
That's right.
And
that's right.
He does it
for him too. Be good so that he doesn't appear to be the negativist. You know,
right.
I don't want him to get that reputation.
Or being the guy that's too hard.
That's right.
Yeah, no, he
should be hard privately, but soft publicly.
Right. Well, I think that we'll get the business community straight there, and I'm not really that concerned about them, except that they make you so goddamn mad at times that you...
Well, the market thing is a passing thing. I mean, basically, all of our people around here are the New York types. This is well, it always affects, I noticed, usually Pete Flanagan, Bill Sapphire, people, they just go up the wall on the market. I don't go up the wall about the market. The market goes up and down.
That's right.
And it's better now than it was, and it's going to be better later, so what the hell?
Al Gordon, I thought, made the most telling point of all last night. He said, this is ideal. He said, if it hadn't dropped like this, he said, you'd have a long stagnant period. And he said, this way it's positioning itself for hell of a good recovery, and you know it's going to come. And he was not at all. I mean, in the long term, he said, from a political standpoint, the timing of this is just ideal. He said, you're going to start moving up.
Yeah, the short term, it's tough. With regard to the short term thing, we have to realize, though, that I noticed the Evans and Novak people now, basically they're doing it for political reasons.
Sure,
the economy isn't all that bullish. But I think a lot of this could be the left-wing businessmen, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Reacting also to their left-wing staff members, you know, economists and the rest.
On the other hand, if you in the news summary this morning, there was a little bit of that, but then you saw other reports coming out that even more bullish than they've been, just as bullish as
sure.
they've been right along.
Sure.
There's no question.
You know, you can be sure that the Evans-Novak thing is just done quite deliberately. I mean, it's wishful writing.
That's exactly right. Well, that's precisely the line these fellows would like to...
Wishful writing.
They write what they'd like to see happen. And
they're scared to death.
Of course they're scared. We're riding so damn high that they're looking for any area they can move into. But I...
Okay.
I don't know whether you noticed that piece in the Star last night about the discount rate.
No.
It analyzed the problem. Lee Combs' piece, he's usually an enemy, but it analyzed the problem completely, that the discount rate drop was really in reaction to commercial rate dropping rather than stimulating commercial rate drop.
That's right. That's right. Arthur can't take much credit for that, huh?
No, and the point in here is that the point in this article in the Star was a very... I hope Arthur read it, because it said that the Fed is still cautious and isn't pushing interest rates down. They are reacting to the commercial pressures, which are dropping interest rates. And that's the same thing that the guys on the street said to me yesterday. They said, well, we didn't take that as a stimulative thing because it was more the Fed sort of being dragged along by the commercial banks.
Sure, yeah.
But
sure that Flanagan gets that to Arthur, will you?
Yes, sir. I will.
Don't you do it. Get Flanagan
I know.
That's the way to do it.
And I'll
he could go over there and run him around this. We've got to keep Arthur's feet to the fire.
Well, we'll do that, and Pete and I will work.
When does Schultz get back?
Schultz is back on Sunday night. He'll be here Monday.
Yeah. Well, it'll be helpful too.
But Pete and I will chase the business fellows down.
Well, yes, and they ought to really be like statesmen. Look, if they act this way, they're going to give a hell of a cause for Meany to act just as goddamn obstreperously.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to get in line with this thing. This gives them great leeway if they read the regulations carefully.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they say, well, our profits are down. Well, it limits maybe profit margins, but it doesn't limit
profit growth.
It should. Profit, total profits. Jesus Christ, all they got to do is to make some more sales. Get off their ass.
Well, if they really read those regulations, they would see that it's an open invitation to increase profits, because it's kind of guaranteeing that you won't have your price knocked down if you can show that you need it for profit. So if I were advising a businessman, I would say, hell, you're in great shape with that. You can play that to a fairly well.
How's your cartoon? Has it got around any yet?
That's in the process of reproduction, the first...
On a very confidential basis.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're taking It'll take us longer than our normal press.
Sure,
because we're...
Sure. Well, I know.
We're being exceedingly cautious.
Well, I know the British are very stirred up, so I'm not surprised they're doing it.
They sure as hell are.
God, they're mad, aren't they? I read some British papers the other day, and really it burned the hell out of them.
You know, there's a fascinating thing, Mr. President. I don't quite know how to read this myself, but...
Be sure, incidentally, it's a good... copied. A picture of it doesn't come across at all.
No.
The photostat was bad.
Right.
Okay.
It'll be a duplicate original is the way it's being handled. The thing that I'm very surprised at, I must say, is that everybody who's writing about Teddy's candidacy, and everybody is, by the way.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. They're writing about his rather than Muskie's now.
That's right. And but the fascinating thing is they're all mentioning Chappaquiddick. I would have figured that... that they wouldn't, but everyone says, well, you know, maybe this will affect them, maybe it won't. The more people speculate like that, the more it just keeps it in the public's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's curious.
Let me ask you, on the Shore thing, they've known that, of course, for a couple of months. Don't you think that CBS deliberately did that in order to get at you?
No, sir.
How do you think it happened then?
Well, I've been doing some checking, and I'm told that it was an internal leak.
From FBI?
No, sir. From around here.
Well, how the Christ would anybody around here know about it?
Well, I think what happened is CBS talked to a few people inside. You know, Stanton called me on it months ago, and he said...
This was months ago, I mean.
Oh, sure.
When I was up in New York. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And there was gossip about it, and this goddamn place is like the... It leaks like the Titanic.
You think somebody here put it...
Well, I'm trying to find out. I don't want to say that for sure, although... Scally has been doing some snooping for me, and
he didn't put it out, did he?
Oh, hell no.
Because, Christ, he would know better. He understands what these things are.
Mm-hmm. John Scally never, but John...
For Christ's sakes, as you well know, we couldn't have the slightest interest in... the best indication that there's nothing has to do with Shores being subversive or anything is they had no record on him. What the hell? That's why they had to do the checking.
Sure. I don't think...
That's a point ought to be made, but what does Scally think? He thinks it's an internal leak?
Yeah, he thinks that someone here was talking and talked to a reporter, and some of our people are damn careless that way. It's incredible to me.
Well, I don't know if they'd be careless. That sounds almost deliberate.
Well, I told Holderman this morning that I'm...
You've told him about it?
Yes, sir, and that I'm setting about to, if I can find it. And
we've got to find it now. I don't care if whoever it is. It's the close person has got to go, if that sort of thing. God damn it.
The reporter who broke the story, Clausen, happens to be a guy who likes... he's a very close friend of Dick Kleindienst.
Yeah.
And he's helped. He's called me on four or five occasions and said...
I can't believe Kleindienst to do this.
Though. Oh, no. Quite to the contrary. I mean, what he called me was to say that he warned me it was coming. And he said... he's called me before, and he said so-and-so is planning these stories about you guys. And he's been a damn good tip guy. He'll call and warn us of problems. He called me, and he said this story is floating around, and I'm going to...
Who does he think's planning this one, did he tell you?
He thinks it came out of inside the government.
Yeah.
He thinks so.
His clients?
We haven't been able to track that down, so I don't...
Is that one's possibility, I suppose? Clients or one of those, or Finches, or... I mean, not what I meant is they're the only people. There are not many, Chuck, that we're allowing to talk politically. I just can't believe. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
Well,
and we'll find it, I think. We do know that Time magazine had it last Sunday. And in Time's files, we did a little sleuth work that we won't get caught at, I hope. But we do know that in Time's files, statements about it are attributed to someone here in the White House. Now, we're just trying to find out who that is.
One of our people.
Yes, sir. The thing that worries me, you know...
Jesus Christ, the point is, the thing that worries me, you know, it's like the story on the phosphates. Christ, I didn't know anything about the phosphate thing, and I don't think you did either, but that was looked like a deliberate hatchet job of somebody inside.
Well, that's right. It was. The interesting thing on the phosphates, I had been asked by Whitaker to come to one meeting, which I did, and didn't say a word because Jesse Steinfeld, the Surgeon General, was arguing the case that, you know, you couldn't ban phosphate.
Yeah.
But we get a little bit of backbiting that goes on inside. That's true.
I know, but that, I don't give a goddamn about the backbiting, but there's not to be any backbiting in the press. That I will not tolerate by anybody. I wouldn't tolerate it by you against somebody else, or by one of them against somebody else. This kind of crap. That's petty stuff.
Well, it is. The thing that I was going to say, backbiting goes on all the time, but the one thing that nobody around here should ever do is give out something that could ultimately hurt.
That's correct.
The president. I mean, my God, anybody here who did that?
Oh, I'll handle the Shore thing. It isn't going to amount to all that. What the hell?
It'll pass by, and I think the answer was, I think Ziegler handled the briefing on it yesterday skillfully.
Yeah, well, he just said, sure, we look in Malik's office, looks at the numbers of people, and we have to point them at bipartisan boards and media people and the rest. And
it's true.
And naturally, Shore is a big, big goddamn environmentalist, so his name would obviously come up.
Well, and there was at the time a need for some people in the public information area in the environmental agency. So it all falls into place.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm not interested in this story, but I'm damn interested in how it get out. We just got to stop these leaks. Everybody, I think, just better shut up and quit talking politics with people outside.
Well, that's the only... But unfortunately, it's the only solution. If you get more than two people involved in anything in this
that's
place...
Right. That's right. Don't tell them. Don't tell anybody anything.
Everybody wants to be a hero is the problem.
I understand. Well, they want to be a knowledgeable person with the press. All that crap.
Which is...
The best thing is to... I'm not a bit concerned that Seide says this is the least communicable...
Yeah, I'm delighted.
...in 14 years. Well... Of course, it's not true. Our people talk to him like a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we'd goddamn well better be. I mean, because why should we talk to him? These bastards are not for us.
That's exactly
they're
right.
They're kill us. So, and the fact we don't leak, they want to leak the China trip and then not have it, leak the Russian trip and then not have it, that's what they want, you see.
Well, they do, and they're mm-hmm. God, they're a mean bunch of bastards. I just there aren't any of them I trust.
I don't trust any of them.
I never
trust a one.
Howard,
never trust one when the story has to be written.
No, that's right.
I've got to remember their first loyalty has to be to a story. With that in mind, then treat them all as personal people. That's the way it goes.
Well, I've only found really two or three that I would ever.
Well, you can talk to a Howard Smith. He's an honorable man, but even with him, you've got to be very careful. You tell him what you want to have.
Bill White and
Dick Wilson. I talked to him very freely, but I say, now you know damn well what you can use and what you can't use.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. You have to remember that they are out for a story.
They have to be. It's a competitive, cultural business. Well, anyway, I want to find out who did this.
Okay. We'll keep working on it, Mr. President. And
the market thing, I just wouldn't worry about it.
The Efren book is picking up. I don't know whether you noticed in the news.
Yeah, I did see a little note on it, yeah.
It's sold out in New York now, and it's sold out in Washington, so they're... Stores are beginning to order from the publisher, and Bud Brown told me yesterday they're definitely going to have hearings on the House side starting soon, and so I think that one may, in terms of the press, that may start to make them have a double take.
Okay.
So there are ways to fight back.
Fine.
Yes, sir.